fellowshipping with us today. I don't think it's by chance that you are here. I don't believe we serve a God of chance and circumstance. Amen. We believe a God who ordains things. Amen. Amen. They are foreordained before the foundation of the ages. I believe there's a word that's coming today that will bless your heart. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's already touched you thus far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you'll continue to do so. Amen.
Amen.
We serve a good God.
Yes, we
Amen.
Do.
I can't hear you now. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Say good God.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if say if.
If.
We continue to allow this truth to permeate, big word, S-A-T word, permeate, to begin to flow through us and become a part of us, that God is good,
yes,
we'll begin to see the manifestation of his presence.
Yes.
The power of the believer is in the releasing of the word. The Bible says they overcame him, who is him, the demonic powers that are working against you. You have enemies that you cannot see. But Revelation says they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Do you understand what I say?
Yes, sir.
So your voice. Is God has given you a word to speak. Think it not strange that before your Father in heaven did anything, he spoke. Mm-hmm. Say spoke.
Spoke.
God spoke things into existence. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Say speaking.
Speaking.
Say speaking is important.
Speaking is important.
Hey, we got Brother Philip in the house. Hey.
By the way, a believer in Iran, he's listening here.
Well, bless God.
Bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Say God is good.
God is good.
Say all the time.
All the time.
Say God is good.
God is good.
Amen. And as we declare this, say declare this.
Declare.
You begin to galvanize. Say galvanize. The host of heaven. Say the host of heaven.
The host of heaven.
Because the Bible says the angels, they hearken to the voice of the Lord. Do you follow that? Hearken means to hear. So the angels are listening. Say listening. To the words that come out of your mouth. And they respond. Say respond.
They respond.
To the words that come out of what? Your mouth. So it's critical. Say it's critical. That you store the word of God in your hearts. Do you follow that saying?
Amen.
God is very strategic. He's giving you the Bible. The Bible is a weapon. Say it's a weapon. It's a weapon. Why is it a weapon? Because it's God's instructions to those who will believe and apply what he says.
Amen.
Do you follow me? I said believe.
Amen.
Say and apply.
And
so
apply.
It's an application of the word that brings power. Do you follow me?
Amen.
Because God needs a conduit. Say a conduit.
Amen.
You know what a conduit is? A conduit is an instrument that allows movement from one point to another.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
So where there is a conduit, say, there's an electrical source. Say there's an electrical power plant.
Mm-hmm.
It has the potential to provide power to your home that will run your oven, that will run your technical equipment. But if there's no conduit to take that power from one location to another, you've got potential, but you don't have the power necessary to get what you need.
Right.
The word of God. Say the word of God. That is the power of God to you. But there needs to be a conduit. You're the conduit that God wants to connect to.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Hallelujah.
You're the conduit. You're the instrument that God wants to use to get his word out. Do you follow that?
Amen.
And as you speak the word, say speak the word.
Speak the word.
Then you become the mouthpiece of God declaring what he wants to see in the earth.
Amen.
Do you see that, saints?
Yes, sir.
So God is looking for a partner. That's why we call people partners in the house of God. Do you follow me?
Amen.
You are partnering with God to bring his intentions into the earth. Do you follow me? God has intentions. Do you follow that?
Yes, he does.
He told Jeremiah, before you were created in your mother's womb, I already knew you. What is God saying? That I have potential for you. I had a plan for you before you even arrived. So God knows what he wants. When he gets you, when he created you, but he need a conduit to get you here.
That's
Hello,
right.
Mother and Father.
Hello.
You understand what I'm saying? You follow that?
Yes, sir.
So God has great things for his people. He just needs his people to believe the great things that he says.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
Say great things. And we've been talking about promotion. Say promotion. Say triggers for promotion.
Triggers for promotion.
God did not bring you into the kingdom for you to be stagnant. Do you follow that? He brought you into his kingdom so that he can give you an assignment. Say an assignment.
Assignment.
It was ordained before you got here. Do you follow that?
Yes.
And it's about, in a nutshell, making his name large in the earth. Do you follow? Say, making God's name large in the earth. See, it's greater. Say,
it's greater
than God giving me things. Huh? God has called you to be a king and a priest, meaning that you have an authority in the earth. And as an authority, you have a responsibility to manifest the desires in the kingdom that God wants to manifest through your life. So God chooses to partner with you so that he can begin to give you an understanding of what he wants individually for you, and also collective as the ecclesia. Say ecclesia. Which is the Greek word for the church. And the ecclesia means the governing of body. Say the governing body. That legislates what the Father wants to see in the earth. So God has created a, God has galvanized a group of people through Christ Jesus. And he says, now through you, I'm going to manifest my divine intentions in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, and God's divine intention is to bring the earth back to his, bring mankind, say mankind, back to his original state. What's your original state? Oneness with God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can clap on that. Say oneness. God wants oneness. He wants man and he to be on one accord again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because a man in alignment with God can do everything that Jesus did.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, did you hear that?
Yes, yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Man in alignment with God can manifest the exact same things that the master manifested on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you will. Hallelujah. Why? Because faith comes by
hearing,
and hearing by what?
The word of God.
So God wants you to begin to believe that. So you can have influence. Wherever Jesus went, things changed. People needed help, Jesus brought help. If they were sick, he cast out devils. If they were dead, he spoke to them and they lived. If they were tormented, he removed the tormentor.
Hallelujah.
If they needed money, he got fish, got money out of the mouth of a fish. Don't pay your taxes and mine. Why? Because the master was in total relationship with the Father, and the Father told him where things were, and he simply repeated what the Father said and did what the Father told him to do. Union. Say union. Jesus and the Father were one by the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, the works that I do, point to your neighbor and says, we shall do them as well.
We shall do them as well.
You follow that? Huh? You. Say me.
Me.
Yes, you. And he says, greater works than these shall ye do. New breed.
New breed.
Huh?
Amen.
Say new breed.
New breed.
We put this here because if you are in Christ, say I'm in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
Say I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new species of humanity.
Fueled and pushed.
Propelled, glory to God,
amen,
by the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you.
Amen.
You follow that?
Amen.
Glory to God. And as you allow the Holy Spirit to begin to take total control of you, no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Amen.
Say, sickness can't stand in a body where the Holy Ghost,
amen,
hallelujah, inhabits. Where the Holy Spirit is operating fully in an individual, sickness can't stand.
Amen.
Disease can't stand.
Amen.
Your body is rejuvenated. Healing must take place. Are you following?
Yes.
That's why the Bible says, if you hunger and thirst for him, you will be filled.
Yes,
the level of your hunger determines the level of the filling.
Yes.
Can I say that again?
Yes,
the level of your hunger determines the level by which you will be filled.
Yes,
if you've got an empty gas tank, guess what? And it holds 30 gallons capacity, it can receive all 30. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's full. It's wide open. Amen? But if you only got 2% of 90 of 100% capacity, God can only give you 2%.
That's it.
Why? Because the level of hunger that you have that God feeds. So guess what? The level of God that you have is determined by the level of hunger for him that you have.
Yes, sir.
Do you follow that saying?
Yes.
So it's a level. Say level.
Level.
If you're hungry for God, he's going to give it to you. Say give it to you.
Give it.
If you're hungry for God, he's going to give it. And you know what you hunger for? You hunger for him and not for the things that he gives you.
That's right.
The hunger should be for the Father. Do you follow that? Jesus didn't hunger for gifts. Jesus didn't hunger. What he hungered for was the will of God, the presence of God. And when you get the will of God, the presence of God, the will of God comes. When you get the presence of God, the will of God comes.
Yes.
Because in his presence, God reveals his will.
Yeah.
You follow that?
Yes.
So the hunger is for the Father. Say the Father.
Father.
If you hunger for the Father, no good thing will he withhold from you.
Amen.
In American Christianity, we want for the things. We get caught up on the things.
Yeah.
But God says, I want you to hunger for me. Amen?
Amen.
As you hunger for me, guess what? All you need will be provided.
Amen.
Can you follow that?
Yes.
It's about relationships. Say relationships.
Relationships.
It's about relationship. God wants a relationship with you. He does not want a sugar daddy mentality. Fill up a sugar daddy in this country means someone who only wants to get something for God, but they don't want to give anything back.
Yeah.
Do you follow that? And God is looking for people who want to have transparency,
transparent,
intimate relationships with him. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
My desire is to know him.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes.
Our desire is to know the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
We know the Father, hallelujah, because
hallelujah.
Jesus came and gave us access to him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you follow?
Yes.
You follow that? See, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, I didn't come to condemn the world. He said, I came that the world through me might be saved.
Amen.
He followed me. Though man was worthy of judgment, but that's not why he came. Jesus came that men might know the Father.
Amen.
Because did he not say, if you've seen the Father, Peter, you've seen me.
Right.
Amen.
What was he saying? He was saying, the character of the Father is demonstrated through my earthly life.
Yes.
So when you see me walking on the earth, you see what the Father would look like if he was inhabiting a human body.
Amen.
You follow that?
Hallelujah.
So when you see Jesus doing what he did in the earth, that's the character of the Father manifesting through him. Do you follow that?
Amen.
So the Father desires that you be the conduit that he can use to manifest his goodness to people. See, man is limited. Say, man is limited.
Man is limited.
He can prescribe things to you, but he can't heal you.
That's right.
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
He can't cure you of heart disease. He can't cure you of high blood pressure. But God can cure high blood pressure because he is a healer.
Yeah.
And that's why the word says, now I'm giving you the word. I give you the word so you can believe it.
Amen.
Huh? I give you my will. My testament to you so that you can read it for yourself.
Yes.
You can digest it for yourself and you can choose to move on it.
Amen.
And as you choose to move on it, which is called faith, God said, I will reveal myself through your faith.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
If you believe my word and you move on it, you will have what it says.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So God is looking for a people of faith. Say, a faith.
Faith.
Say without faith.
Without faith.
God says you can't please him.
Can't
hmm?
Yeah.
Which means you must believe
right.
what he says.
Right.
When it doesn't fit my intellectual understanding, that has to die.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Hmm? Because what I think intellectually might prohibit me from walking in what God has for me.
That's right.
Hmm? Hmm? See, God might give you an instruction, it doesn't make sense to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That doesn't mean God's instructions are not accurate and true for you. That's what faith, say faith,
amen.
And man's reasoning hits a crossroad.
Uh-huh.
That's where you have to die on the cross. Do I believe God or do I believe my limited understanding of what God is saying?
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's a good place to be.
Because
that's called faith. Huh? That's killing the old. Say the old man.
The old man.
Say the old man.
The old man.
You know the old man is. That's your twin.
Uh-huh.
That's the one before Christ.
Yes.
Before Jesus died on the cross. That's the one that's always been trying to work things out for themselves. That's the ones that have been getting along with the wrong relationships. That's the one who's making the wrong decisions. You follow me? God wants you to meet the new man. Say the new man.
Amen.
Who's the new man? That's you, hallelujah, fueled by the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
And as you begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
You'll begin to walk in the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Go to John chapter 14.
Amen.
John chapter 14.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Mm.
He is Christ on the inside of you.
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, Pastor? What do you mean? What do you mean? Jesus said, and I'm going to read this to you, to told the disciples that he had to go. Say he had to go.
He had to go.
They were obviously troubled by that. Because this man who has been with them has been a protector. Not only has he been a protector, he's been a guide, he's been a counselor. He's been an unveiler of the truth of God to them. He's allowed them to see supernatural things. They saw a man walk on water. They saw Peter walk on water twice. Said, so how did he walk on water twice? The first time he went out, he fell, and Jesus picked him up, and Jesus and him walked back to the boat together. So Jesus walked on the water twice. I mean, Peter walked on the water twice. Do you follow me? They saw Jesus cast out devils. They saw Jesus lay hands on the sick and they recovered. They saw Jesus multiply food. And then he allowed them to do likewise. Hallelujah. You follow what I'm saying? He's getting ready to go. Say, getting ready to go. And they are troubled. Say, trouble.
Trouble.
Because I'll be troubled too. Because as long as Jesus was with me, I had protection from everything. You understand what I'm saying? As long as Jesus was with me, I didn't have to worry about food. We were going to eat when Jesus said we could eat. Every need, say every need, was taken care of while Jesus was with me. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus didn't come here to be here eternally with them. When I say eternally, to be there here while they were on earth. Do you follow me? There was a season that Jesus had to be here. But the process of him being here was to show men, 12 in particular, and even more. Say even more. Because you remember in the book of Matthew, the disciples said, Lord, there's one who is ministering in your name. And Jesus says, don't mess with him. Let him go. He's one of us. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's providing the same message, the same gospel that we're providing. Let him go. Do you follow me? But God focused on these 12. Do you follow what I'm saying? John chapter 14.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 6.
Okay.
Jesus said unto him, I am the what?
The way.
The truth.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And the life.
Yes. Yes.
Says no man what?
Come
to the Father. What? Except by him. Now God is good. Say God is good.
God is good.
I'm a man that doesn't want to deal with options if options are going to distract me from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? So Jesus made it real clear that I am the way to the Father. Say the way to the Father.
The way to the Father.
No other way but me. Huh? That makes it real simple. Huh? If I need to get to the Father, I need to go to Jesus.
Amen.
You follow me. You glory. A definite article pointing to someone. Amen?
Amen.
So when we see this, Gloria, Jesus is making it very clear that what? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the what? The life. Hallelujah. No man will come to me except what? Come to the Father, except they come what? Through me. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Look what he says. Verse number 7. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm sorry.
It's cold. Look at me putting on a coat. I need to stay still. If you had known me, check this out. If he had known me, you can be around a person for a long time and never really know them.
That's right.
Mm. You can walk with people, and if you never press into them, say press in. What I mean when I say press in, desire to know them intimately.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Desire to get to know what makes them tick. Desire to know what he's transmitting or she's transmitting. See, that's why transparency in a relationship is very important. You don't pull from people that which you don't press to get.
That's real.
Huh? Huh? That's why when you create relationships or friendships, they should be relationships that are mutually fulfilling.
Right.
You follow that? Say mutually fulfilling. You follow that?
Uh-huh.
As believers, we have a mutual fulfilling relationship because we have a source that never ceases. The source that never ceases is the Jesus in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit always has ability. The Spirit is always ready to yield from heaven. But we have to tap into that. Do you follow me? It's like a well. Say a well. That never runs dry. Hallelujah. And as we tap into the Jesus in us, one another, George and I will always have a vibrant relationship. Why? Because I'm feeding on what's in him and he's feeding off of what's in me. How's that possible? When we view and value the potential that is in each one of us.
Amen.
If Jesus is in him, the potential for me to receive from him is available.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Say it's available.
It's available.
That's why the ecclesia should be a close body.
Amen.
First John says this, how would the world know you from the rest? by the love you have once for another. It's love that separates us from other clans, from other cliques, from other groupies. Do you know what I mean? It's the love of God that should separate us from the rest of mankind. When mankind's trying to kill each other, we're loving one another. You understand what I'm saying? When mankind's trying to create division and strife, we're creating unity and power.
Amen.
When mankind's trying to downgrade, we're upgrading.
Because
that's what we do as believers. Amen. Our life is about upgrading others. Why? Because we have the upgrader, the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
And man, he takes us to another level.
Yes, sir.
Mm, do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
Verse number 8. Well, 7, I didn't finish. It says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Check this out. And henceforth, have you known him and what? Have seen him. What is Jesus saying? If you've seen me,
you've seen the Father.
Seen the Father.
That's right.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Huh? Look at Philip though. Say Philip.
Philip
said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Uh-huh. That went right over his head.
Yeah.
You follow that? The word Jesus gave him what? Went right over his head. Jesus is so kind. Say he's so kind.
He's so kind.
Jesus said unto him, have I been, look what he says, have I been so long with you? And yet hast thou not what?
Known
me? Philip? Not you, Philip. He said, he that has seen me has seen what? The Father. And how saith thou then? Show us the what? The Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? And the Father in me, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who what? That dwelleth what? In me. This is Jesus talking. He doeth the what? The works. The Father that is in Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Do you follow what I'm saying? The Spirit of God. Say the Spirit of God. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan and the Spirit of God came and laid upon him like a dove, that's the Holy Spirit coming in now and manifesting to Jesus the will and the desires of the Father. Do you follow that, saints? Glory to God. Number 9. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth what? In me, he doeth the works. Verse number 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me.
Yes.
Or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You see the works that I have done. Man cannot do this. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
God must be doing this through me. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
You follow that, says.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Keep on going. Verse number 12. Says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, say I do.
That I do.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is talking, the work that I do, he shall do what?
Also.
And greater works than these shall he what?
Shall he do.
Because I go unto the what?
Unto
so Jesus says, I've got to go so that you can do what? The works that I said you could do.
Amen.
Uh-huh. You follow me? Say, God's got a plan.
God's got a plan.
Uh-huh. He's using Jesus as a representative model of what a human being looks like who was fully encompassed by the will of God, the purpose of God, through the Spirit of God. You follow me?
Amen.
Jesus was a human being, full of God, full of his power, full of his wisdom, but obedient. Say obedient. Because Jesus told you, I do what I hear the what?
Father.
So that means there's an intimate relationship with the Father going on. Huh? Say intimacy.
Intimacy.
Uh-huh. See, our lives are not compartmentalized. When you leave here, you don't take your Christianese off and go back to your old life.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's
a unity. Say it's a unity.
It's a unity.
And many people treat their Christian lives as if it's a compartmentalized thing. I go to church for a few hours, then I go back and I do my old stuff. That's a wrong mentality. You have not been properly taught that
right.
You are in union with him.
There
is no division. You are in union with him. You follow me. You're one with him. Do you follow
Amen.
That? And what the Lord is doing, the Lord is beginning to deal with your mindset because it's the mindset that prohibits you from walking in that unity.
That's right.
It's an understanding that has not come yet. And you and the Father are one through Jesus Christ. And whatever you need, you can ask the Father and the Father will give it.
That's Right.
It's not that God doesn't know what you need, but God is trying to give you an opportunity to ask him and to communicate with him. And he'll give you an opportunity to show what God has given to you in his word.
Thank you,
let me take you to the word, baby. This is what I have this for you. And as you begin to release that into the atmosphere, now heaven is released to bring that thing to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
So you're walking. Say walking.
Walking.
As a kingdom citizen. If you're more than an American citizen,
that's right.
You have a greater citizenship. Do you follow me?
That's right.
Your citizenship in America is because you're human, but you have a spiritual citizenship, glory to God, in the kingdom of the living God.
Amen.
That's why God calls you kings and priests. Yes. Kings have earthly domains. Priests have spiritual domains.
Hallelujah.
You have authority in two realms.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. You have authority in two realms. Say authority in two realms. What I'm saying is, glory to God, you can call the Spirit of the living God into your life and he will impact your natural realm.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
He'll bring protection.
Yes, Lord.
Amen,
yes,
Lord. Receive that.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I was talking to a brother the other day. He was over in a troubled neighborhood at night working with some people. And a drug dealer came to him and said, hey, you can't come here. He said, I am coming here. He said, no, you can't come here, man. He said, I am coming here. And he went to take care of the people. And when he came back, the guy was still there. And he said, what's up, man? Why you didn't do anything? He said, what are you expecting when you got that big old guy that was standing behind you? So what am I supposed to do with that big guy that's standing behind you?
Yeah.
What the guy didn't recognize, the big guy was an angel. He showed up standing and both protected him in the process. You understand what I'm saying? See, he said he looked like a police officer, man. Ain't no police officer following him. Didn't no police officer come in with him. Well, what happened? The angel showed up to protect him. Because God is giving charge over all that are here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So you are walking with a supernatural assistance that you don't know of. Why? Because when you get into the word will reveal what you have.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. What type of support that you have in the air. Say in the air.
In the air.
Glory to God. You have what your neighbor says. We have power.
We have power.
And we have support.
And we have support.
That human beings know not of. So you need not be afraid.
Be afraid.
As they say, no, I'm scared. I ain't scared of her.
Don't be scared.
Who backs you? Say, no, who backs you? You understand what I'm saying? And the word of God. Reveals, say, reveals. What support system you have. I love this, man.
Amen.
You begin to read the scripture, God begins to unveil. Say, unveil.
Unveil.
Because remember, the 25th chapter of the book of Proverbs says this. Is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out the matter.
Kings.
What does God say? He said an unbeliever can read this book and can't see what you see.
That's right. That's right.
Because it wasn't written for them in their current state of mind. If they're walking in unbelief, it's not going to be revealed. But those who are hungering and thirsting for this God will unveil truths that the sinner can't see.
That's good.
You understand what I'm saying? God does play favorites. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So know who you are. Say, know who you are.
Know who you are.
I was coming out of the restroom. And the Holy Spirit said, in this country, Christians have an identity crisis. They don't know who they are. And the world without God has an identity crisis. They don't know who they are. That's why they're making up all this stuff. Because they don't know who they are. Without a vision of who you are, any other vision will do for you.
That's
you follow me? Can I say that again? If you don't have a vision, any other vision will do. Think about the name, television. Break it down. Television. Say television.
Television.
Last time I saw, my cable had 234 channels.
Wow.
1,234 visions.
Wow.
That you can tap into.
To
become whatever you want to be.
Yeah. That's good.
So you can tap in and you can go right there. You understand what I'm saying? And then you have a self-identity, it will give you one.
Yep.
Huh? So you have to know who you are. So you know who you are.
Know who you are.
Someone can't plant a vision in you that's contrary to the will that God has for you.
That's it.
Quit saying you don't have. You have everything you need. You just need to ask.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And see, that's mind transforming.
Right.
Because your natural situation says you don't have. But if you keep looking towards your five senses and not allowing the kingdom of God, the spirit of God to be real to you, you'll always think you don't have what you already need. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So when you come and you get into the word of God and you come to an assembly, there's a transformation that's taking place.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
Amen.
The hard drive is being sanitized.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Your
mind is the hard drive. And God's taking that old stuff. Say that old stuff.
That old stuff.
Zip driving it out and throwing it away. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sucking all that old stuff, that old thinking, that old ways of thinking. The things you picked up in your culture, the things you picked up from your family that don't align with the will of God.
That's right.
Bossy culture. Your homeboys, your homegirls, or whatever. You follow me? Those things that fight and war against God's purposes and plans for your life, the world comes to break that down.
Break it down.
The word of God, a hammer.
Hammer.
Boom, bam, bam, bam. It's breaking everything all that stuff down so God can what? Remove it. So he can begin to do what? Reprogram. Say reprogram.
Reprogram.
Reprogram your mind so you have the mind of Christ. Amen. Which is the word of God. What's the mind of Christ? The word of God. Amen. What's the word of God? The mind of Christ. They're one and the same. Follow that. You get something out of this? Verse 13. I love this. Well, let's go to verse 12. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do what?
Awesome.
And greater works than what?
He do.
Shall he do, because I go what?
Unto my Father.
And whatsoever ye shall ask what?
In my name.
Whose name? Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Whatsoever thing you ask in whose name?
Jesus' name.
Says, that what?
Will I do.
For what purpose, Jesus?
That the Father
may be glorified in the what?
In the Son. Mm-hmm.
Whenever we do that, which is like Jesus. Why? Because God has put the seal of approval on Jesus.
Amen.
Say the seal of approval. God says, every tongue shall confess. And every knee shall bow at the what? Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is all authority. Say, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So every name that is named has to bow at the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You follow me? Say, cancer is a name.
Cancer is a name.
Say, pneumonia is a name. Say, poverty is a name. Say, insufficiency is a name. Every name has to bow what? At the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And he needs you to be his mouthpiece.
That's right.
Why? Because the kingdom is word driven. And the word carries no weight until it's released out of the mouth of a human. Why? Because Psalms chapter 8, verse 5. Says God has given the earth to men.
Uh-huh.
Huh? He told Adam to do what? Told him to till it, to till the land, to take care of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. To have dominion over it. What does that look like? Dominion. Adam saw, say, mankind. Saw furniture in trees. Huh? Saw carpets. Wood, lumber, roofs, cedar shakes and tiles. All those things man pull out of the ground. Petroleum out of the ground. Men flying. I told you before, could man always fly?
Yes.
Shouldn't be last week.
What had to change? Right. What had to change? A revelation of what's possible. Leonardo da Vinci was drawing airplanes back in the 12th century. You follow what I'm saying? There were drawings for airplanes back in the Roman times. It was a revelation. Say a revelation.
Revelation.
Of what was possible. Do you follow me?
Uh-huh.
When you have a new revelation, you got a new season.
Come on now.
When you walk into a new revelation, you walk into a new season. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When you get a new revelation of what's possible in God, you go from one level to the next level. You're promoted into a new rank.
Amen.
When the Wright brothers believed, and the Wright brothers were not the only one who dealt with fire. They were the ones that actually created something that took off, amen, and hang in the air for a long period of time.
Amen.
Hmm? So when the Wright brothers believed that men could fly, guess what? Humanity went to another season.
Yes.
You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Lord. Yes, Lord.
When the four brothers and all the other guys were working on cars, they were working on cars. And they called them horseless carriages. Say horseless carriages.
Horseless carriages.
Mankind took a quantum leap. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Huh? When Tesla, say Tesla, and Edison started working with electricity, what happened? Mankind went to what? Another level. When man recognizes in Christ he is a new breed, he goes to another level.
Amen.
What most people don't recognize is the Wright brothers were the children of pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? The Wright brothers were children of pastors. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Amen.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians, says, I have heard and therefore I believe.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? When you hear the word of God and you believe it, glory to God, boom, great things can happen in your life.
I believe.
Hmm? Say, if I'm real.
If I'm real.
So let Christ work it out. We have so much potential. Why? Because the great potential dwells on the inside of us. The issue becomes, will we allow him to promote us? Huh?
That's it.
We will allow him, will we allow him to promote us into the things that he has already established for us? You getting something out of this?
Amen.
I love this. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 14. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
Say, keep them.
Keep them.
Why? Because they're beneficial to your growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
They're beneficial to the favor that God will put on your life. Mm-hmm. Keeping what God says, hallelujah, out of humility, wisdom, favor, correction, the correct answer, word spoken in season, the endurance, the honor, the faith, the timing, the competence, and confidence. There are 20, but all of these are triggers that takes you into the promotion that God has for you. Say triggers.
Triggers.
You know what a trigger is? A trigger initiates a response. A trigger on a gun, what? Boom. Releases the bullet. You follow me?
Yeah.
Triggers release something. Mm-hmm. When you walk in all of these characteristics, amen, you're a candidate, say candidate, to move forward in the things of God.
Amen.
You follow that? We're going to talk about those in a few minutes. But I just want to run this by you. Amen. You get something out of this? Say, God is good. Say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Say, to the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another what?
Helper.
That he may what? Abide with you for what?
Forever.
That word was Allah. Say, Allah.
Allah.
Glory to God.
Allah.
When you look at this, Jesus says, I'm going to give you something of like kind and quality.
Mm.
Hmm? See, if I don't go, then the one that is in me who is just like me can't come to you.
Amen.
You follow that?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He says, when I leave, I'll give you exactly what I have so you can do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, isn't that good?
Amen.
Look what he says here. Is that me?
Yeah.
Yes. It is me. Okay, okay. Just will come out of this, darling.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the one of the Lord.
Hallelujah. There you go. Excuse me, I'm a sweater. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He says here, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may, what?
Abide
with you. This is what he said, forever. Say forever.
Forever.
So even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Why can't the world see God? Huh? Because the natural mind of man can't see the things of the spirit.
That's right. That's the word.
Do you follow that? Say natural people.
Cannot see.
Cannot perceive.
Cannot perceive.
The working of God. Because God is the spirit. And they who worship him must worship him what? In spirit and truth. In essence, your spirit must relate to God.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hello, secret agents.
Hello.
Special forces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, you operate in stealth. Because they can't see the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see the angels unless they reveal themselves. You got all this authority. You got all this support. What can't you do?
Come on,
what can't you do?
I just asked a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
What can't you do?
What can you do?
Jesus says if you believe him, you can do all things. Who limits all things? Your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're the limit.
That's right.
Jesus isn't. What do you think we can do together?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, Jesus says, what's possible? She says, anything I ask you to do is possible. Anything I call you to do is possible. Huh?
Amen.
Think about it. Whatever I need to do, and I'll call you to do it, you and me, Jesus and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it.
Amen.
It's powerful. It's a powerful. It's a powerful thing. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Say, Jesus will reveal himself.
Jesus will reveal himself.
Philip says Jesus is revealing himself to our brothers and sisters in the eye.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Right now. Say N-O-W.
Right now.
Say right now. See where the hunger is. Say where hunger is.
Where hunger is.
Jesus will manifest.
Yes.
What you're hungry for, he's going to show up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Say hunger.
Hunger.
Is a sign of life.
Is a sign of life.
If there's no hunger.
There's no hunger.
There's no life. Do you follow me?
Yes.
See? So it's talking about a spiritual hunger. Say a spiritual hunger.
Spiritual hunger.
Uh-huh. When you hunger and thirst, the Bible says you will be what?
Filled.
What am I saying? What are you hungering for?
Mm.
Mm? If you're looking for more of the Lord, guess what? He's going to make it available.
Amen.
He's going to show himself. He's going to reveal himself to you. Amen. Why? Because that's his greatest desire, that you might know him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Because you know Jesus and you know the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
To know the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
It's to know Jesus and the Father.
Amen.
Because he just said, they will manifest themselves to us. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Amen.
Listen to this. Are you hearing something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Judas said to him, verse 22, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words. Check this out. Say, if a man loves me,
when
he's talking about man, he's talking about, say male, female.
Male, female.
Okay? If a man loves me, he will keep my words.
Yes.
And my Father will what? Love him.
Love him.
Mm. And will come unto him, and what?
Make
our what? Abode. Abode is another word for home. With them. That's why the Apostle Paul said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Amen. Amen.
Whose property you are? You follow that?
Yes.
So Holy Spirit, to the believer, is having a good time in you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And he has an even greater time when he can speak to you and you respond.
Amen.
Mm?
Amen.
I remember one time I was walking around the house and the Lord gave me an analogy. He says, a lot of you all treat me like this. I said, what do you mean, Lord? He says, what happens if you go to a friend's house and you sit on the sofa and for 8 hours they walk around the house doing what they need to do, but they never acknowledge you?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel?
We're not friends anymore.
You came to spend time with them. But they never acknowledge you the entire 8 hours that you're there. They had to see you because you're there. But they walk right by you. And he says, that's how some believers treat the Holy Spirit. Never dialogue. Never conversation. But he's always what?
He's available.
Say, I have a friend.
I have a friend.
I need to create a good relationship with.
He's waiting.
All he's waiting for you to do is acknowledge him, and guess what? He's going to reveal to you the very things that the Father has.
Amen.
Huh? Isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
It's called Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Do you follow me, saints?
Amen.
And he never leaves because he's dwelling on the inside of you.
Amen.
What do you need from him? What do you need from the Father? The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is your comforter.
Yes.
He reveals Jesus to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there with me?
Yes, sir.
God's got me going in a different route today.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Look what he says here. Glory to God. Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth me not, keepeth not my commandments, or keepeth not my sayings.
Right.
And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, because God's trying to show us that we need to be very cognizant of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Because he's the one. Say, he's the one,
he's the one.
That reveals Jesus to us.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that teaches us how to walk as Christ in the earth. He's the one that comforts us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know, sometimes you need to be comforted. Sometimes you question what you're doing is right. Sometimes you're questioning God, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right things? Father, why are things not working for me? You told me to do this, but I don't see the manifestation of it. What's going on? And the Holy Spirit will give you, he will comfort you, say, hey, be patient, y'all, it's happening, it's happening. Stay focused, kid, don't get misled. Watch your relationships, watch your conversations. Watch what you see and perceive. Listen to me and let me be the one that guides you. You follow me? Because the enemy will always try to make you see life from a perspective that God has not designed for you. Mm-hmm. Perspective is everything.
Everything.
And if you look at it from the wrong lens, you'll move out of the place of blessing. Say, difficulties are not a sign that you're out of order with God. Mm-hmm. Difficulties do not mean that you miss God. It's in the difficulties that God is creating and preparing and developing you to walk in the promotion that he has for you. Yeah. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, it's in the difficult circumstances and situations that God is grooming you to walk at a higher level in a different dimension, carrying a greater weight of glory on your life.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
Some things you have to go through to carry what God has for you.
Amen.
You follow that?
Amen.
Some things you have to go through so you can carry what God has for you. Do you follow that, saints?
Yes.
So you have to be patient. Say patient.
Patient.
As he takes you through the process. Because he already said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen?
Yes.
He always said, I'm always there. So if God is there and I'm going through difficulty, it must be something God has for me. And there's a blessing that's coming out of it.
Yes.
There's a due result that God is expecting to get out of this process that he's sending you through. And the Holy Spirit is there to assist you, to comfort you, to go through, to give you the thing that you need, say the things that I need, so I can come through with the assignment that God has for me.
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
I can manifest what he has what for me. Amen?
Amen.
So don't get troubled when things aren't moving at the pace that you think they should move. Know that God is with you. Know that you're in the plan of God. And if you need to shift,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will shift you and put you in the proper location, the proper place for his will to be fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying? Say
that. Hallelujah.
Because it's a good life. Yes, a good life.
It's a good life.
Uh-huh. God says, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you, said the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you a future and an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes, sir.
God has great things for you.
Yes. Amen.
Say great things.
Great things.
Say be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
Don't ever allow yourself to be depressed. Uh-huh. Depression is from the enemy. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it clouds your sound judgment. It clouds your mindset. It hinders the transmission of God's goodness to you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The enemy tries to keep you operating in doubt and fear and anxiety and worry. And Jesus says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't carry that stuff. Give it to me.
Hallelujah.
And I'll begin to loosen the load so you can walk through the process and become all I have called you to be in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a good life. He's a good God. Serve a great God. There's a process that he's taking us through. Amen. It's a good process. It's a journey. Say development. Say development. Uh-huh. There's no process that you go through that's not laborious. It's going to challenge you. Say it's going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
But you stand firm. Say stand firm. Because in it, God is teaching you something. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a suit in my car. New Jersey. Cold. About to freeze. I have to cut the car so I get the car warm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And God is comforting. Say comforting.